welcome to Rage Across the Internet presents Wherever Gaia Takes Us, a World of the Apocalypse Let's Play. Starring
Daniel Tyson as Ricochet,
CJ as Nightfang,
Melissa as Hippolytus Shadow,
Tommy Dixon as Walks with Anubis,
and I'm your storyteller Porter. You return to the cabin, only to find Bodhi and Mia sitting in the living room, a couple of drinks in their hands, cigarette, just hanging out.
As I stumble through the door, can I get one of those?
Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, come on over.
Plop into the seat and take a cigarette from him. Light it and huff like half of it in one go.
Fuck, I point out that you guys are just completely fucking soaked. It's like a goddamn monsoon out there. Shit, man. Careful. Watch the furniture, right?
Go in the bathroom, grab a towel. I'll grab a handful of towels and just hold them up, looking at the rest of you.
You notice, as you look at the mirror, you notice that, of course, your nose is clearly broken. I mean, it's been healed at this point, but it was clearly broken. Also, there's something on your head, some sort of black. It's been streaking down your side of your face, but it looked like is what it looks like. It says,
"I'm just gonna shake my head in disgust." And no, I know what you meant. It's backwards. Just gonna shake my head and under my own breath, just gonna say it out loud, but just low enough. Probably deserve that one too. And then try and scrub what I can off.
Fair enough. So yeah, you return with towels for the group, so you guys can start to dry off. Hooray.
Just toss them, everybody. And sit down with my head in my hands, just shame.
Mia has got up. She's starting up the fireplace for you guys. Because she's fucking awesome. Looking the group over, though. Like, looks like you guys have had a night in junk, huh?
Yeah.
Safe to say, yeah.
And she scampers off to the kitchen to come back with a handful of beers, passing them out to the lot of you.
Never even looking up. I'm just going to reach out and try and grab it from her.
Try?
I'm looking straight down into my hand.
He's sulking hard.
Yep.
Thank you for the beer. And the smoke.
Yeah, no problem, man. It's like, what's going on?
Other than it's a monsoon outside? Lots.
Yeah, probably best idea to avoid any windies in the area.
Bane infested.
Breaker sits up. Like, what now?
Yeah, Wendy's Bane infested. There's still quite a bit in the Umbra.
They're crazy. Wait a minute, like, just that one? Which one? Aren't there like, yeah, there's like five Wendy's. Windy? Windicesses? There's like a bunch of them.
It might be worth checking them out in probably the morning.
There's at least one less.
It's currently on fire. If you want to go check it out in this, you know, nice storm we're having.
Yeah, I'm not going out there.
Smart choice. I'm sure you'll read it in the paper in the morning on which one it was.
Man, Bodhi gets up walking to the window. It's like somebody pissed in Grandfather Thunder's cornflakes. And that stumped you guys? You just said it's raining a lot.
Look, we're all tired.
Stunned silence hits the pack. Grandfather Thunder eats cornflakes.
At least none of us are Shadow Lords. gonna go move to take a seat by the fire. Yeah, and one of the guys that worked at the Wendy's had a change that kind of led to the fire.
You know, we intercepted a delivery too, and these guys had heavy artillery. Well, semi-automatic weapons.
Delivery guys?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm.
They unfortunately got away, though.
That's less than ideal.
Thought we knocked them out good to question them later, but they obviously didn't get knocked out good enough.
Yeah, like, it sounds like you guys have really had a night. You want to, like, take it from the top?
Not particularly. But someone else wants to explain my issue. Feel free.
Oh, Mr. Frenzy over there? Yeah. He wigged out.
Yeah, it'll happen.
He's taking
didn't last it, that long.
He's taking it kind of hard, but yeah, it didn't last that long. Nightfang put him down pretty quick.
I look up.
Like, how bad was the collateral damage?
Cassie took a good slice of the stomach, but I got her healed up enough.
You still okay over there?
Yeah, like, you alright, little sister?
Totally fine.
Totally. She takes a long drag off her cigarette and good pull of the beer.
Hey, Mia. We're having a little, internal debate. Mind maybe throwing a few cents in?
Like, sure, what you got?
Our girl KT over there. The kook. How much do you think she should know compared to what she shouldn't?
Bodhi and Mia exchange a pointed glance. What's going on now?
We're trying to decide on how much of the truth we should tell her.
Probably need a little bit more context to this. We were at that Wendy's because one of her buddies hadn't shown up, and he was the guy who worked there and changed. And we were trying to figure out how much of, you know, like, yeah, no, your friend just skipped town and the Wendy's blew up the same night. Who knew that could happen versus, yeah, no, your friend changed into a monster. We put him down and burned the Wendy's. Since she's clearly not normal.
She already knows so much.
Like, how much is so much?
I mean, that we exist, since, you know, she got the picture and didn't completely freak out.
I will spare you guys the recap on this, but the question becomes, how much are you going to tell them?
Mia and Bodhi? Yeah.
Well, if they keep dancing around vaguely, Cassie's going to make a snorting sound and tell them everything so that they have a full picture.
Okay.
Play it out.
Yeah, actually, at that point, yeah, let's play it out then. So yeah, the two are looking over the four of you expectantly.
Well, not only she knows about us, she knows about Scrags, too. Managed to what? Pick three out?
Yeah, like, they were all decaying and stuff. We were fighting off a few others. Some came after her. And when we found her, there was three dead Scrags.
She had no recollection of what happened.
And now we're trying to figure out, you know, how much should she know about what happened to her friend after that. And, you know, seeing Dante over here in Krynos when she got the picture.
She already has all the proof she needs.
My question is, what is she?
Like, that's the question, isn't it?
And I think if we had that answer, this wouldn't have been an argument in the first place.
Oh, 100%, which is why I still can't trust with telling her.
Like, she could be a mage.
A what?
A mage.
Those I don't know.
Like a wizard?
Yeah, kinda.
That exists?
Yeah. I guess they're pretty rare, but, like, they can do shit.
Are they a threat to us?
I don't know, case by case, right? But like, well, clearly she can't be if we're having dreams about protecting her. I mean, maybe she's a mage, but she's clearly not a threat. I mean, why were you going to look for her friend again?
She wanted her.
She asked us to.
Yeah, she asked us to. It was a movie night at her house. She invited all of us to hang out. And you know how good way to protect is to stay close.
So, like, she wants to be friends.
Correct.
Yeah, sounds pretty dangerous, huh? And, like, you didn't worry about proof. Fucking Dodger took care of that.
Did he, like, get the camera and everything, or what? Because nobody told us.
Like, we said we'd handle it. Dodger took care of that days ago.
The problem we seem to be having right now is how much is too much information. If it's to be believed, half of us want to tell her more than the other half thinks she deserves to know.
I mean, I want to just tell her what happened to her friend. You know, not that he just fucked off somewhere, because that's just going to get her to ask more questions.
The point is, that other half wants to flat-out lie, losing all trust.
Well, like, so? But also, like, I get it, right? Because, like, on one hand, it'll be easier to keep an eye on her. I mean, she wants to be friends. If you keep that going, it's going to make life easier. But, like, I don't know.
And it's not like she's not aware of things going on. I mean, the Scrags that we ran into was off of a lead she gave us. She started, like, putting strings together about, you know, the children going missing and linking it back to the sheriff, I think.
Right, like, she's already kind of a troublemaker.
A little bit. And she likes to ask too many damn questions, which is why when we say her friend turned into a monster, what questions will she ask next?
No, like, I get it. I mean, you remember, we were following her around for a bit before we found you guys. She likes to get into trouble. But, like, I don't see help saying, like, hey, we killed your friend is going to be helpful.
It was more the fact that he turned into a monster and we had to deal with it versus, you know, hey, yeah, no, the Wendy's just blew up and we don't know where he is.
Mia takes a moment. So, like, what about in between? Like, you tell her that a monster killed her friend. I mean, being in possession about does that, right? Like, it's not technically a lie.
No, it would get her looking into that stuff, probably.
But, like, her friend died, so, like, isn't she going to do that anyway?
I mean, yeah. It's just whether or not, you know, she's looking into the stuff because we told her, or because she's trying to figure out where her friend is. That's where me and Ricochet were getting, is like, we gotta tell her something. And these two were saying, we shouldn't tell her anything.
But right, like, but if, like, she's already seen Scrags, and if she's done something to them, that I'm curious about, right? But, like, If she's already seen Scrags, then she knows that there's shit out there.
Right. But she doesn't know how there's shit out there. And this is where we come to the point of she's going to ask way too many more questions to learn more about what goes on, goes bump in the night, I guess I should put it that way.
Like, if somebody told me that my friend was killed by a monster, my next question is, what kind of monster was it? We don't need her to know more about what's going on out there.
But that's the thing. We helped her out with the, you know, investigating the what turned out to be Scrags in exchange for, you know, her working with us and not asking too many questions as long as we gave her something. I'm sure we can work something out like that. Like, yeah, no, we'll tell you what we can. Just know there's things we can't say.
I'm going to reach over on that table and grab a deck of cards and start shuffling.
Oh my god.
clearly getting very angry, but trying to keep his mouth shut to avoid another outburst.
This fucking chapter's going to be...
Clearly, the ST's not going to steer us in a direction.
Obviously, we knew that before we got in here.
Yeah, like, this is like some lost cub shit. Like, we don't know exactly what her deal is, but it's someone who's in the world who doesn't know about it. Isn't that, like, dangerous to have her running around not understanding what's around her?
That's kind of my point, because it's just going to get her looking into things that's probably going to get her killed or make our jobs very hard.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think I'd lean into it. Like, if she is a mage, she could be helpful.
And at that night thing, it's just looking between Dante and Cassie and just both hands pointing in their direction. See? Even they think it might be a good idea.
And what if she's not a mage?
Well, she's not a normal human if she's taking out Scrags, right? That's not a thing that can happen, man.
I mean, we also assume that she took them out. We didn't physically see this.
What else could it have been?
Who knows? There's a lot of shit going on out there right now.
At that point, it was pretty logical.
Wasn't one of you guys running an interference, was it?
No. This is news to us, man.
My argument is, and always will be, until we know 100% what she is, we shouldn't be feeding her any more information than is absolutely necessary.
But apparently, to you, anything that's absolutely necessary is a goddamn lie.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Jinx.
Cassie's just going to just, that's it. She's going to go into one of the rooms, I guess, where she has her clothing or whatever, and she's going to get changed. She needs to put some space between herself and Ricochet, because tempers are going to rise again. And there'll be lots of slamming of doors.
Once hearing the door slam, I drop my head in shame again. Just a big sigh.
So, like, you two argued, and then you frenzied and slashed her?
Yep.
Yep.
And everyone's just kind of, like, being a bitch about it?
I mean...
She's looking to... between Nightfang and Dante.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it.
Not looking up. Just keeping my head down.
I've been on more on Cassie's side here. But at this point, I'm done arguing. Whatever we do is whatever we do. I've said my piece. I will follow orders. Looking right over at Ricochet, staring at him.
Yeah, about that. You sure you guys are able to follow someone who can lose his cool that easily?
Still gotta keep testing yourself. You just got the roll. One strike, you're not out yet.
Yeah, you lost your shit once. We were able to deal with it.
Neither of you answered the question.
I did.
Dude, I've been on your side this whole time.
I did answer the question. Waiting on the alpha to make the ruling on what the hell we're doing. I've said my piece. We're going to sit here and argue for hours.
Yeah, can you, like, not...
not argue?
Yeah, like, I have better plans. I don't really want to spend the rest of my night listening to you guys argue.
Well, that's fair. I'm done arguing. I've said my piece. I'm waiting on my highest in station in our pack to make a call on what the hell we're going to do. I'm not going to keep pushing this so he frenzies again.
Hey, Philodox.
What's up?
I need you on my side.
Usually, have you not been listening to me? Like, at all?
Fuck this KT nonsense for a second. I need you on this side. On my side. You can't let me do that again. If the rest of this team is going to follow me, I need you to keep me in check. I need a beta.
But he did keep you in check.
Yeah.
Mia gets up. Jesus Christ, you're so dramatic. She walks off to the kitchen.
Like, yeah, man, it only took one punch, and you were down. We got it.
Can I get another beer?
She returns with, tosses you a beer. She's got about a jack in her other hand.
Thanks.
She takes a seat next to Bodhi, taking a swig, and handing it over to him.
I crack it, and I cheers him. And cheers to you, Nightfang. Good haymaker.
I thought it was the kick that did most of it. He hit the ground hard.
You did what you need to do to save this pack.
Yeah, and I'm more than willing to do it again.
That's what I needed here. Beta.
Okay, I'll keep you in check as best I can. Just know, you know, when we agree on something, if we get another argument like this, I'll do my best to keep you from going too far.
Everyone has their own point on what we needed to do. I'm going to have to go with the Philodox on this one.
I like their suggestion of going halfway, at least. You know, let her know. Monster killed her friend. We killed the monster. And the question is, do we tell her about us blowing up the Wendy's? Or do we just say that was a freak accident? I don't think she's going to buy it, but...
Personally, I think we tell him. We tell her it was us, but it was to cover up any evidence of the monster.
That is what we did.
Dante finished, slams his beer, gets up, I'll let Cassie know, and walks off.
Let's pivot to that scene. I wanna see that scene.
I figured that's what I was like, it'll be a good scene.
That is gonna be a good scene.
I don't think you do.
I figured I'm going to be the best to tell you.
I'm assuming it
is. Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, I know, I heard it.
Cassie?
Come in.
Opens the door slowly. You decent?
No, I'm running around the room naked.
Opens it faster. Oh, you got me.
I did not expect that.
Closes the door. It's settled. We're going to tell her.
Fuck. I'm not going to be there.
No, me and you will stay out of this. They can handle it.
And he pawned it off to the Philodox?
Philodox is now our beta. So yes.
Do I need to make a rage roll? Because that would upset Cassie. Beyond belief. She would have to escape, like, now.
I don't think it's,
Because, yeah, given how high her rage is running right now, she even suggested a beta. And he ended up choosing somebody who basically agreed with him.
No, I've been here the whole time.
He heard it.
I'm considering... Second, damn. Like, I feel it's not enough to frenzy. Definitely take a rage. Maybe even two. But...
Okay, that would put me over.
So, you know, new
perm. That would put me to a low. Yeah, so I get my perm back.
And then you're at one temp.
But, you know, you're, obviously, Pit. I mean, you're going to react how you're going to react, but I think... This is a third party scenario. I don't feel the need for a rage roll.
Okay.
It just seems to me a little
play it off socially though.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Seeing her physically getting tormented.
I'm gonna go for a walk now. Very long walk.
Remember my
train. I might be back.
I might
be late.
Remember my training. Center yourself as best as possible. Try to calm yourself.
Oh, I'm gonna get so muddy right now.
Maybe don't leave then. Just stay in your room.
Nope. I gotta do the nature thing. Just like you taught me.
Would you like me to come with you?
No, because I might hurt somebody. I'm very angry.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure. Thank you.
Howl if you need me.
I will. And I'm going to go to that little sort of area where he took me to. And I'm going to get down on the ground, and it's going to be wet and muddy and gross, but I'm going to try meditating.
In the pouring rain.
All right. Again, it
in
is.
In the pouring rain.
Yep. Coming down in sheets. Obviously, you make, I'm assuming wordlessly, make your way out to the cabin.
Oh, I'm sure she slammed that front door.
I have no doubt.
Actually, no. I'm not going to slam any doors, but it's going to be firm as opposed to, like, wham. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be audible click.
Damn. So slamming.
But, but not, it's the, not like a whip.
Right.
Not like a whip slam. I get it.
Yeah.
Then I'll come back out of the room and straight to the fridge and grab two beers and crack them both and just lean on the counter. Your funeral.
All right.
You two will be delivering the news. She will not be there, and I will be keeping next to her.
Keeping her sane?
Trying.
Oh, that's going to be a fun conversation, that's for sure.
It wasn't going to be fun, even if we went the opposite direction.
Nope.
Well, like, either way, you're telling her that her friend's dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dante, odds or evens?
Evens.
Okay. Cassie, you make your way to the site from before without event. I mean, it's not very far at all. And you commence to trying to meditate. I mean, your body is running hot out of sheer anger. You are doing your best. Give me a willpower roll. Different.
It's more. Oh shit!
It's your highest.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, am I still at minus two? Yeah, I'm still at minus two. Or minus one.
Well, your willpower, it's permanence versus...
Oh, she's earned her health levels.
Yeah, but I still got one. Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't factor in.
So my difficulty is what? My rage?
Yep, your rage.
Yep.
Two.
Okay.
Two.
Okay. We're going to keep you in suspense about that for a few minutes. We'll come back, though. It's role related. If the role were better, we'd get back to her quicker.
I figured. That's why it was funny.
Right, so we're back to you guys.
I'm stepping out on the back porch to get some fresh air. Would not get wet.
So, Ricochet, I guess we're going to wait till the morning to tell her. Probably a little too late now.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Now, here's the question. Which one of us is telling her? If you want to tell her, I'll be there to back you up.
I think that's going to be my responsibility.
Cool. Now, just so we have this ahead of time, what are you telling her?
Exactly what we discussed.
Yes, I just want to hear you say it so we make sure we got everything.
A monster was responsible for her friend's death. And we took care of a monster. And hide any of that evidence that Wendy's no longer exists.
I mean, Wendy's exists.
That specific building.
Okay.
But that leads to another problem.
Yep.
That only tells me she's in danger. Her work... That Wendy's, they're all connected.
I mean, maybe we ask, you know, where Herwart gets the meat. Because if it's from, you know, the same place as Wendy's, then yeah, she's in trouble.
Get it from Arby's. They do have the meats.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't resist.
I mean, so if they get it from the same place as the Arby's, then maybe. We'll have to go check out the Arby's.
It's fine.
I don't blame you. Anyway.
We're not going to convince her otherwise to not go to work without giving her something.
Yeah, and that's where I'm saying asking if her work gets the meat from the same place. If it doesn't, then it should be fine.
Think about it, man. Test kitchen, right? Why wouldn't it be the same place?
I mean, it's possible. But also, if she still works there, she can find out where else gets that meat. Then we go check out those places. If they're crawling with Banes, now we have a potential, you know, good little list of places to go, or maybe places where we can see if we can find those delivery drivers again and deal with them. We're ultimately going to get more questions. I think that's going to be the bigger problem.
Yeah. Well.
But we got our story.
Yes. But we can't act on it without the other two.
I mean, yeah, we can't act on it, but we can at least tell her, deal with whatever happens, and go from there, I guess.
Give it a few hours, then.
Maybe a little bit more than a few. I'm dead tired.
As long as it's before her shift. Agreed?
I mean, if we can't catch her before then after work's perfectly fine. We just don't want her to be around people when we tell her this. And I mean, if she asks why we didn't tell her that night, I mean, we have a pretty easy answer in the fact that, you know, one of our people got hurt.
Yeah. Just going to get more questions, but yeah, you're right.
Dude, we're fighting a monster. Of course somebody's going to get hurt.
No, I'm not talking about the monster anymore. Unless that monster is me.
Mia rolls her eyes.
Okay, man, did you, like, read that somewhere?
Touché.
Fucking drink your beer, take a nap, and get over this.
I slam that beer, lean back, and drop my head.
Mia starts to chuckle. She's queer little tipsy here. Like, you know, you guys should call yourselves. Like, the Bitches and Brews. Because you're drinking all the beer and you're acting like little bitches.
You son of a bitch. I quit. I'm done. I'm going home.
Well, I'll get a golf clap from Mel.
Fuck you. Well played, but fuck you. Yep, nap time.
10 out of 10.
Nap time.
So that's you guys crashing out?
Oh, yeah.
And just once dry enough, shift into Lupus and sleeping near that fire.
All right. Melissa, We're going to give you a willpower and we're going to give you 2 gnosis.
Oh, woohoo!
You know, while you've been gone.
Yep.
And Deantia?
I was only on the back porch in case she howled. So okay. I could hear it. Finished my beers and I went inside to crash out.
Okay. So now we are focused back to Cassie.
Okay.
But what you doing?
There's something I want to do.
Okay.
But it could get me into a lot of shit.
It's your turn. Everyone else is
everyone else is sleeping.
Right? Like you don't and you don't know that, so
I don't know. She's not going back to the cabin. I know that much. She's not going back to the cabin tonight. She will probably show up tomorrow.
And still in the pouring rain and now muddy.
I mean, yep. That's happening. Yeah. That's the situation.
That's the situation. I'm tempted to have Cassie go and see Katie and tell her the version of the truth that she thinks she should know. And fuck the alpha and fuck the beta.
Well, that'd be against the litany.
Yeah. Well, that not, yeah. You
know. No, that's but what I you said. I mean.
Well, not like.
But did
you know what I mean?
Well, I know what you said. Roll your stamina.
But.
It's a joke. You know, you're going to fuck the alpha and the beta. You better roll your stamina.
Oh, wow. You didn't get it?
No, I got it. I just.
No, I'm looking at Tom.
No, I got it. I'm just like, wow, this just took a turn.
I know. That's weird. Sorry.
I think it meant more like fuck over the beta.
Oh.
She forgot.
But,
my mistake.
Still against the litany.
I don't think that's something Cassie would do just to be spiteful. That's what Melissa wants to do. So Cassie is going to go to that cave that we cleared out.
The cedar cave.
The cedar cave, yeah. She's going to go there for the night. She's used to roughing it anyway, so that's what she's going to do. She's going to go there.
All right. I mean, obviously, you know the way. So you found your way to this cave. It's, well, not warm, but dry.
Yeah.
And that's nice. So you crash out there?
Yeah.
Okay. God damn you guys. I had a nice little one-off story.
It's a hell of a pack we got here.
Right? It's a really nice scene I had written.
I'm pretty sure we still haven't hidden anything off your script yet.
So. Oh, you're correct.
Same time, I'm trying to.
I just count on if I point you left, you guys are going to go right.
Sorry.
And then up somehow. It's still a good
Everything's
time.
Up.
Right? Fucking seven Ooh. Up. It's crazy. So you guys, obviously, it's the next morning. You guys awake. The living room is empty. You know, Bodhi and Mia went to wherever Bodhi and Mia go when they go to sleep. You know.
But
don't
stuff.
Look like that. Not together.
But stuff.
Haven't we established that already? You perverts.
I didn't say anything.
So you guys wake up.
Okay. Look around. Check a click on the wall.
Cassie is not in attendance.
What time is it?
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to look at a clock.
9.
Okay.
So, Ricochet, we going, or do you want to wait just a little bit longer?
As much as I want to wait, I think waiting any longer is only going to make things worse. I'm going to find Dante.
I mean, if it's only that early, I'm still be sleeping soon. We probably went to bed at 3.
Around then, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm still sleeping.
2 or 3, yeah.
I'm going to nudge you with my foot until you wake up.
I'm wondering where I'm sleeping and how I'm sleeping now.
Like, that point doesn't matter.
Is this we're going to die on?
Yeah, no. What?
We're going to go tell her.
Have fun. Where's Cassie?
You tell me.
I'll go find her. I stretch and make my way out the door to the spot.
Cassius, odds or evens?
Evens?
Okay, you're still asleep. Getting some nice sleep. Oh, so that's your formal name. I know you didn't know that, but
Cassius.
Yep. It's your fancy name. You got to keep the one claw up when you're Dante.
I stretched and made my way out the door to our meditating spot.
Why?
Because it's where she said she was going to go.
Did she say she was going to go there last night? Was I not paying attention?
You were not paying attention.
Well, I'm a good storyteller. Shut up.
Clearly she's not there, so.
So do you head over there?
and I'll start tracking.
Yeah, it's not going to be hard. Like, your feet are getting stuck in the mud as you're going, so there are clear fucking tracks.
And I will follow them.
You're gonna.
Alrighty.
Meanwhile.
Yep.
Let's start walking. This shoulder road.
I'm heading over to KT.
Okay. Are you two walking in Hamid? What's happening?
Lupus up until a point where we're close so that no one can see us.
Yeah.
Just the fastest way possible at this point.
Well, that's, yeah, that's why I'm...
Yeah. You know. We're doing a morning run to wake up.
Yep.
All right. Well, then we will pivot back. You found the cave. Big surprise. And Cassie is sleeping in the cave. Kind of near where all the babies came from.
Well, all right, then. I will just pop a squat and wait. Since, you know, I was rudely woken up.
Odds are evens. Nightfang.
Let's go odds.
Okay. Like, the second you sit down, Cassio wakes with a start. He wasn't subtle. It completely fucked up your sleep.
God damn it.
What?
They're off to tell KT, I'm just looking for you, and I was going to let you sleep, but honestly, I'm still a little too exhausted since they woke me up and was not nimble.
It's okay. I'm usually pretty sleeping. I got light sleeper when I'm out in the wilderness by myself.
How you doing?
Fine. I almost did something last night that I would have regretted, so I came here instead. Kind of hoping I would have seen Falling Leaf. But nothing.
I wonder where he is. I haven't seen him in a while. How about we see if we can find him? It's not a bad idea. He's been gone for a couple days.
Yeah. That would work. She'll get up, you know, brush whatever sort of dirt and grime is on her that she can. She doesn't care.
Make her way out of the cave.
All right. What is the plan there?
Okay. I don't think we have one.
No.
I feel like that's probably the case.
Trying our best at tracking?
Yeah.
Are you just going to walk up and down the street going, Fallen Leaf! Fallen Leaf!
Trying our best at wolf
tracking. Mr. Miyagi! Mr. Miyagi!
Oh, wax on! Oh, wax off! We'll come to that.
Just crane kick your way up and down the road, hoping you'll... Like,
do you need your fence painted?
Show me. Paint the fence.
Okay, well, let's give this tracking a shot. Shift to lupus.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we're going to allow that, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, and then start running around and seeing if we can pick up anything in the usual spots. Like old base, where we found him meditating, walking the river.
We're going to do this. Because we believe in miracles.
I sure do.
Since he came along.
Or, let's roll. Or time out. I do have that new right, but are we saying I have it yet? So, yeah, I was going to let you make that call. And if I have that right yet or not.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, but that... I mean, all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's what you want to do, go look that up. We'll pivot.
Oh, we'll have to move back to the cabin then, because I'm going to need something of his.
Okay.
I know that part of the right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Ricochet and Nightfang.
Yep. Walking KT's.
You're just going to walk into her home?
Nope. I'm going to wait till you say we got there. Well, then I'll knock.
Okay. You make your way up the stairs to KT's place, giving a knock on the door. It's quiet for a bit. Waiting a few minutes, you give another one, and slowly, slowly, the door opens. KT doesn't look great. There are bags under her eyes, which are very much bloodshot. You can smell the alcohol off of her, but she brightens a bit, seeing the two of you, lunging forward and wrapping you up in a large hug. Thank God you're okay.
Are you okay?
Why, I mean, last night, you know. She looks at you and then to Nightfang. Dante and Cassie, are they?
They're okay.
They're okay.
When you guys didn't come back.
I want to take this inside.
Yeah. She obviously takes a few steps in. She's wringing her hands nervously, looking around. I mean, I heard about the explosion and Kyle, and he, and I know I sent you guys over there. Is he?
We need to sit down. Is anyone else here? Is there anyone else here?
She falls to her knees. She's sobbing wildly. A basic look around shows you that no one else is there. Fucking.
Yep. I'm gonna try and grab her by the arms and pull her on the couch.
This place is funny, man.
I'm gonna take her by the arms and try and pull her up on the couch.
She offers very little resistance. She's beside herself.
It's gonna be hard to understand this, but we're here to protect you. I just need you to remember that.
We're gonna pivot and give you time to think this through. I know you that well. Giving you some extra prep time.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Use that sheet of paper and maybe write something out if you need to.
So meanwhile, we return to Dante and Cassie.
Made our way back to the cabin. Looking for any Far-4 stuff.
Far-4 stuff?
Not Far-4. Falling leaves.
Falling leaf.
My bad.
I was going to say, I think that's less safe.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you looking for? You know, his pack is around the cabin. You know, he's got some of his spices up in the kitchen.
His pack's there.
Might be like a sock.
His pack's there, though. All right, looking for like a piece of hair.
I mean, okay.
Or clothing, anything. Just something of his.
Yeah, if you want to rifle through his bag.
Sure.
Okay.
That's why I was looking for a piece of hair on the bag, because, I mean, come on. Figured there'd be like a strand of his long hair on the bag. Or I'll just use the damn bag.
And pick up a sock. I don't know.
Okay, I'll pick up a sock. You did say his stuff was thrown. Okay. Yes, I will grab one of his socks. And then grab a map.
Isn't he bald?
Is he? Okay.
That's just a podcast.
Dude, I read so many of your write-ups. Come on. And he was written a while ago.
You are not immune.
All right.
You have to count that. Yep.
I will grab a sock and then grab a map. And then I need a stone and a piece of thread. I lay out the map while concentrating with the stone dangling from the thread, trying to search for him with the image of him in my head. And it's a standard roll.
Just a moment.
Thank you, Simon. I have obtained 3 successes on my roll.
All right. You let the stone dangle on the string, slowly encircling the map. A couple times around, and you let it fall flat, almost silently whispering a chant as you do so. You feel the pull of the stone leads, almost circling over the south end of the map. What you believe to be over near, like further south in the Windies, close to the shore.
Well, I have a general idea where he is now.
It is decidedly south of Midtown. But, you know, you have not been to that area yet.
What are you thinking, Cassie? Should we go hunt him down? At least we know he's around.
I would like to see him, but...
I just remember our last interaction, when we hunted him down.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Or do we go wait on the boys outside of KT's? At this point, I'm just impartial on what to do.
Yeah, I'm completely...
I just don't agree with it, because we don't know who or what she is, really.
Exactly. And the problem is that we now have the Alpha and his sycophant running the show.
That is a big word. What does that mean?
Suck up.
Oh. Kiss ass.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Well, at this point, I think we just go wait for them. I really don't want to bug him. I just was happy to know that he's still around.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I guess let's
go. What's in the fridge? Let's go get something to eat.
Ooh, I'm in for that. I am hungry. You check the fridge here, or you want to go into town?
Let's go into town.
Check the fridge in the cave?
No, I went back to the cabin.
We were in the cabin doing this.
I had to get an item of his.
That was unclear to me. Awesome.
Sorry.
I may have been distracted.
A little bit, because we threw you off. I understand. But yeah, no, we were in the cabin doing this.
Because they had to find his pack.
Yeah, I remember I was looking for his duffel bag.
Right, yeah. My bad.
It's okay, you had to do something on the quick there.
Yes.
Alright, well, let's head to town then.
Sounds good.
You want good food in town.
Okay. No, just, you know, you were at cabin fridge and not cave fridge. So I thought, you know...
No, we're going to go to town.
It's worms and rocks in the cave fridge.
Yum.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's a plethora of them. I'm sure I could get full eventually.
You know, maybe like some leftover spudlings. Like little bits of them.
I'm good on the potatoes.
Want some hash browns?
No. Maybe some proper hash browns.
Maybe. Okay, so where were you guys going?
Into town to get food.
All right.
Yeah.
While we wait for them to deliver the news.
All right. Specific location in mind, or?
Not.
Can we worry about right.
We can worry about
it. It doesn't really matter.
Okay. Yeah.
Not hops.
Let's see, I was going to say get hops.
Not hops.
You ain't there. You don't know.
No, I know. But I was just...
As we picked up, Ricochet, you have a hysterical woman there on the couch, crying her eyes out because her friend's dead. And Nightfang, you're in the vicinity.
Yeah. You know, when she went down sobbing, this was just like the total freeze-up moment, having no idea what to do. But now that Ricochet's got her up on the couch, at least, he's making himself just a little busy and going to make a couple cups of coffee to bring back to everybody.
Okay.
Because he has no idea what he's doing in this situation.
Yeah, it's not awkward at all.
Mm-hmm.
KT, we're here to protect you. I need you to remember that. And it's not safe.
What's not safe?
We're trying to figure that out right now. But your friend... Kyle,
such a nice guy.
And I understand this is not going to be easy to understand. But you know there are monsters out here. You've seen them.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But we weren't able to save Kyle.
No, you don't.
We couldn't save him. We tried. But this has
Thank
some.
You. Thank you for trying. I'm just glad you weren't hurt. I mean, I sent you out there. You could have been in the building when it exploded. Well, promise me that the others are okay.
They're okay. I promise. Kyle was the only one hurt.
She hugs onto you tightly, burying her head in your chest. sobbing uncontrollably.
Kyle was the only one. We couldn't save him.
So bad at me. Sorry.
You don't have to apologize. I understand. It's not easy to deal with. There are so many things that are connected right now. There was some kind of delivery going on before we got there. And it had something to do with why Kyle didn't make it. And we're trying to figure out what is going on.
What are you talking about?
The food. The stuff that gets delivered.
We got food delivered.
They don't get food delivered?
What are you talking? I don't know. There's food in the fridge.
Would it be safe to assume that Night Vig could come back in with that coffee?
Certainly. To
bail out Ricochet a little bit.
I was going to say, you heard everything. I mean, you know, her place is epic. So.
Yeah, it was just making sure. Nothing, like, unreasonable. But yeah, coming back in, setting the cups of coffee down. What he's talking about is whatever the guys were delivering, they had also ended up locking something in the freezer, and that's where we found the monster and Kyle. Whatever did this to Kyle is not going to do this again, and we are going to do everything in our power to keep this from happening again.
I thought it was a gas explosion.
It was. But it was... We caused that explosion.
What?
The monster could not get out, and I don't think it's something the cops could deal with anyway.
What are you talking about?
There are some things that are happening that we can't let the general public know about.
You know how they can't know about us. When we deal with monsters, it gets very messy and very obvious. And cops were already on the way, and we kind of panicked. Sorry we couldn't get to you sooner, but...
So you blew up Kyle?
Kyle was already gone. We couldn't save him.
She stands up, taking a few steps away from you. She's no longer crying, her eyes still red and puffy. You see she's visibly shaking now.
Kyle was gone before we even got there. There was nothing we could do. But this has something to do with the food delivery.
She scowls. The fuck are you talking about? Do you mean about food deliveries? My friend just died? And you were part of it? The air feels heavy. Odds are
even. Even.
Ricochet, lose 2 gnosis. Nightfang, lose 3.
Shit.
There goes my gnosis. Like, I haven't popped that permanent yet. Okay. I had 3 temporary, 2 lose.
And more.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out what happened
Get
to
out.
Kyle.
Get out.
Alright, we're gonna leave. But I need you.
She grabs a pillow from the couch and throws it at you. Get out!
I reach into my pocket. And I pull out the gun that I had taken from the guard. If we're not here, I need to know you can protect yourself. I place the gun on the table.
She grabs a vase from the end table. Holds it ready to throw. Get out!
I kind of just slide the gun a little farther and start walking out.
Fucking leave?
Yeah, we're leaving.
Nightfang?
Yeah, it's one of those things of very clearly he's got something he wants to say, and it's taking all of his willpower to keep that in check for right now. and gonna start making his way out, following behind Ricochet.
Walking downstairs. Leave her alone.
Alright.
Closing door behind us.
Okay.
That could have gone significantly better.
I didn't expect it to go any better at all. No matter what we told her, I knew it would be a problem. At least now, hopefully, she'll come to an understanding.
Probably should have left the delivery part out of it till she had calmed down at least a little. Told her what we could. Told her more than what some wanted us to.
We didn't lie. That's what I was concerned about.
God, that was exhausting.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. There's nothing we can do right now. We gotta give her time. But at least now, she can protect herself if we're not there.
Who's hoping? What do you think the other two have been doing to keep themselves busy since they didn't want any part of this?
You mean other than whining? Probably nothing.
They had a point, at least. I can concede that, but I think this is what needed to be done.
I agree. I just wish it didn't split up the pack.
Yeah, that's less than ideal, that's for certain. So what's the plan?
I'm going to peek around the corner and see if what's going on in Dave's tavern.
Okay.
Is there anything happening?
Well, I mean, it's a restaurant.
Well,
so they're.
I didn't know if it was before the 10 o'clock start or not. So.
They're opening up. They're doing their jobs in there.
They get about grabbing breakfast or something?
Absolutely not. Not ever again here.
Mm-hmm.
It's connected somehow.
I'm not sure. We don't know if they get their stuff from the same place or not. It could be, or it could just be the Wendy's. Because then that one, or all of them.
She told us it was a test kitchen. They're connected. It's just how, I don't know yet. My suspicions are going to keep me from eating here.
I don't blame you.
If we're hungry, there's plenty of other places.
Do you think we should have told her not about the explosion part? You were kind of floundering a little bit. So, my bad there.
Again, we didn't lie. We could have held that part of the truth, maybe, but it's just going to take her a little bit. She's got to calm down to be able to rationalize, to understand. It's all we can do.
Maybe. Should we go find the others and figure out what our next steps are? Now that we got this done?
Yeah. We've got to stop doing stupid shit to keep this pack separated.
If we want to play forward, then I'm pretty sure everybody can agree on. We can see if there's still those Banes near that Wendy's and get everybody up to take care of those.
Maybe. Probably.
I just know us standing around here right now is probably not going to accomplish anything.
No. Let's bring everyone back.
Think they still at the cabin?
It's my guess.
Yeah, it's not too far of a run.
Meanwhile, aggressively not at the cabin. Where the hell are you two?
Walking into town.
There's a lot of town. Which town? Which part town? Town parts. Good.
Is there some sort of diner that
is not associated with Wendy's?
That's not associated with Wendy's or any of the sort of stuff we've been involved in up to this point.
I was going to say there was Hops, but I mean, surely there are other places to eat on the island. I guess just again, where are you guys?
That's what we're heading for, one of those restaurants that are nameless.
Aimlessly walking through town to find food.
Yep.
Literally. Just looking for a diner.
Yep.
We came in the same way we've always been coming and going.
Yes.
Don't throw me a bone or nothing. Okay.
How about we'll pass KT's and we see these two fuckers out there?
No, it's all right. You guys are looking around somewhere.
I mean, we've been traveling the same path, so I figured we'd be traveling the same path in and out of this town, so.
Yeah.
Okay. You pass Hops, and, you know, you've only gone, you've really only hung out uptown. So, I don't want to know. I don't want to do here. All right. You find yourselves walking south for a change from the north end into the business district. It's or no?
No, I'm happy with that. I'm fine with that.
He's looking at the map.
I'm looking at the map. All right. I was pulling it up.
All right. It looks a lot more metropolitan, obviously. It's losing some of the folksy charm that you had in the north end. There are some older buildings, of course, but they mix oddly with some newer structures. I wouldn't go so far as to say high rises, but you know, you see a lot of the more metropolitan things, grocery stores, office, and a few office parks here and there. You know, mechanic. There's you know, you find a little hole in the wall kind of diner. Get a nice little greasy spoon nestled in between a grocery store and a barber shop.
That's the place.
That works perfectly.
All right. So again, it's rather small place. 10 or 12 booths as you walk in, counter space to sit at. The older woman behind the desk, or behind the main counter, kind of waving you in. Have a seat wherever you like, Dad.
Go sit in a booth. Get some grub.
All right. Weech comes up to take your guys' order, and we will pivot back. Ricochet, Nightfang.
Back to the cabin.
All right. You make your way back. You can smell. You need to smell breakfast well before you get there. It's fresh bacon. It's French toast going.
Beautiful. French toast. Nice.
I guess regular toast. Far-four toast.
Far-four toast.
who, of course, is cooking, and it's Carter and Dodger around the table.
All right. It's enough for us as well.
Yeah, I suppose. Hey, how's it going?
Thank you, Far-four.
And to answer your question, we've had better starts to the day, so it's going.
Better ends to our nights as well.
It's going on.
Oh, yeah, has me or Bodhi told y'all anything about KT so far that we found out?
Nah, shit, they sleep.
Guessing as much. Well, KT is certainly not from the normal side of the street, if you get what I mean, since she managed to smoke a couple scrags herself somehow. Let's go have a chat about the fact that we might have killed one of her friends and blew up Wendy's. And clearly that did not go well.
He was being possessed.
Dale Fomored up.
Well, clearly, a lot of you have had a night. Far more eventful than ours, huh, boss? Yeah, sucker. He's bullshit last night. It's good to know that you were responsible for the fucking building blowing up, eh? Vive la revolution, right?
We heard the cops coming. We had a mess of a FOMOR. We thought fast.
Yes, what around the street is you covered your tracks good enough, yes?
Let's hope so. Anyone showing up then would not know what the hell they were looking at, so.
He's just as well. Pity about the boy.
Yeah.
She did not take her well?
No. Didn't expect her to either.
Yes. I don't know what it is about it. Anytime she's not happy, conversations get exhausting.
Yeah. Tires us out almost. Like, not just mentally exhausting, but...
Yeah, I have found that it's a little more exhausting than a crying woman. Sit, you will eat.
Yes.
Cassie and Dante, you find the food is decent enough. You know, it's very much a local fare. Everything you're willing to believe is made fresh.
Just smashing through it as fast as possible. I'm so hungry after last night's ordeal.
Yeah, right.
How do you think they're doing?
Struggling to care, honestly.
Let's just hope that KT took it well.
Oh, she wasn't going to take it well.
No. And if she is special, let's hope they didn't get hurt. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're still Garu. We still gotta look out for each other.
Yeah. Although I do hope she's okay.
Same. That is just things she did not need to know.
The bill comes. Because, you know, you have to pay.
Yes.
So, yeah. It's a good $15. 1993 prices.
I was about to say, damn, I forgot about 93 prices.
Yeah, right. I was going to say like 25. I'm like, no, back then, Jesus.
Including dip.
Yeah, right. Would you get like 4 steaks?
At a greasy spoon?
Yeah, fucking in 93? Tell you what. You know what gas was? Like fucking 75 cents.
Yep, that's true. Oh, man.
Get a carton of smokes for a 20. All right, fucking it's $15 bill at the greasy spoon.
Okay, I'm gonna pull out whatever money I have and kind of put it on the table.
I'm gonna trust that you have enough, but we'll go over those numbers off camera later.
I was about to say I'll pull out whatever I had left over from what Farfar gave us.
Okay,
we'll split this.
Mm-hmm.
With Farfar's money.
Gotta eat.
They're eating just fine at the cabin.
I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Well, I guess let's go see how they did.
Alright.
So you two are off to KT's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. You didn't play it that way, bud. Yeah. Just you gave me a look. I'm surprised. That's all.
We're gonna pivot back as you guys are two of you are making your way to KT's.
Mm-hmm.
Nightfang and Ricochet. Yeah. We return to you guys.
Have any of you guys seen Cassie or Dante around here, or did they leave long before we did? Before we got here.
I did not see them this morning, but we have not been awake long. Yeah? He's still the first part of coffee.
Mm.
Breakfast is delicious, by the way.
Beautiful.
I mean, though, that French toast just will not surrender.
Hey, and what makes it even better? It's free.
What?
It's a first for everything.
Okay. Help myself.
So, Ricochet, do we want to try going back to town and see if we meet up with them, or do you want to wait here? Because I am perfectly fine with that. If we stay, I think I'm gonna go sit at the end of the dock for a little while.
Yeah, this back and forth bullshit's exactly what it is. It's bullshit. We gotta.
Why are you separated?
Inter-pack disagreements.
We had disagreements. We had to go inform KT about her friend and that we're not dead. They wanted nothing to do with it because of the disagreement, and so we went and dealt with it. Looks like they wandered off somewhere.
Man, it ain't a way to do things, man. Pack's gotta stay unified and shit.
Yeah, I know.
We really got jumped and shit while you all separated. Motherfucker's dead because he can't fucking hang out.
What do y'all do when your pack has a disagreement?
Fucking usually what we're told. Ain't it right, Favreau?
Something like that, yeah.
Some don't like being told what to do. Some don't like being told no. And some don't like a opinion that is different than theirs.
Well, that doesn't sound like Garu at all, does it?
Of course not.
I guess it's the struggles of a new pack.
Growing pains can be a thing. You can find your way. But you're all going to have to work together.
Sure as shit trying, but same time, I guess that's what they get for pointing a fucking bone out of the lead, huh?
Wait, not a good response here.
Yeah,
Didn't expect that one either.
I don't need that. I'm bluffing this over here. This is reaction. Cassie can't hear any of it.
I mean, it's not like anybody else wanted the job.
The advice I have is fix your bullshit. There's work to do. It's more important than good feelings and egos.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, try harder.
We get some stuff done when we work together. We just need to figure out how to get that to happen more often, it seems. But I guess it'll just take a little time, and somebody getting sense beaten into them, we'll find out who that is soon enough.
And we're going to pivot. All right. Refresh our memory.
We are making our way from the Greasy Spoon to KT's.
Yep. All right. Which you do quickly enough.
You just post up outside or go in and see how things are going?
I'll go in and see how she's doing.
Okay.
All right. We just opening the door or we knocking? What's up?
We knock.
All right.
Always knock before entering.
Did you the first time?
No, we broke in.
We broke in the first time.
Well, first impressions are important.
Yeah. So. Nobody was there.
No, she totally was.
All right. She was in the shower.
What's better? You know, women feel safe when they're alone in the shower and people just come in.
It was just Cassie. There's another woman. It's okay.
Yeah, it was totally fine.
Yeah, and you went through her journal.
Yep, and it was very enlightening.
Trust, everybody.
Lots of trust.
Well, yeah, what the fuck
are they doing? Yeah, that's great. It's like the breaking and entering pack. It's personal space Avengers. Yes. The door opens slowly. You see, obviously, you see KT. Her eyes are bloodshot, her cheeks puffy, red. She's clearly been crying, and by the smell of her, she's also pretty hungover. She doesn't look happy to see you two.
Oh, God. Hey, are you okay?
What do you want?
We're just coming to check on you, that's all.
The others were already here, didn't they tell you?
No. What did they do?
We haven't seen them today.
She looks at Dante a moment and then locks eyes with Cassie.
She doesn't look away, she looks right at her.
Alright. A moment passes and her expression softens just a bit. Just a bit. She takes a couple steps back, opens the door just a little bit more. Well, I'm glad to see that you two are okay.
Hey, do you want to sit down? Do you need some water? Hug?
She steals herself for just a moment and loses her composure. She goes in for said hug.
Okay, hug. We'll hug it out.
She wraps her arms around you. She begins sobbing again.
I lightly stroke her back.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, she's not in great shape, clearly.
No.
No.
I understand how tough it is losing someone close to you. We are here for you if you need us.
It's just so much.
It's a lot to take in, isn't it?
It is. And they started talking about getting food delivered and something about... It wasn't really a gas leak? And you guys blew up the building?
I don't want you to be too concerned over the small details. Just know that we did the best we could.
Did he hurt? Kyle?
No.
No.
She lets go and sits down on the couch. She's wiping her eyes again. You know, he always had such a crush on me. I mean, I tried to be nice about it, but... God, now I just wish I had a piece of him.
Cassie will cross over and sit next to her on the sofa and sort of take her hands in hers. And she goes, but you do. You have all those wonderful memories. and all the, you know, the movie nights and hanging out, you have all of that, and that won't ever go away.
She's right.
Odds or evens? Okay. How about that? Cassie?
Mm-hmm.
Gain 2 gnosis.
Okay.
Dante, gain 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Holy crap.
I mean, thanks, I need it.
I think this guy over here.
I think that's
a new perm.
Well, a little bit of both. Because sure. You called it.
Thanks.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, see?
It's almost like he traded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it. Yeah.
I mean, the numbers almost were.
Sweet.
It's like she stole our gnosis and gave it to them. Kind of like that. It's weird.
I don't feel vindicated at all.
Can I get you something to drink, KT? Anything? Water? Coffee?
No, I have it right. She reaches behind her into the couch and pulls a bottle of vodka.
Oh, no.
Boom. She takes a hit right there.
Let her have it. She deserves it. It's been a rough night for all of us. You don't have to work today, do you?
No, we never. Never after movie nights. Which, you know, was fun.
Sorry, we couldn't make it.
Okay, hugging again. Cassie's going, oh shit, more hugging. Can't do this.
You know, it's all in between that and, you know, and what happened at the Phillips. It's just so much.
Oh, perfect pivot point, you fucker.
He's pivoting from there.
He's pivoting.
Change.
All right. You know what you need? You need something to do. Something is a group to reforge these bonds. Build trust, get something done, yeah?
What do you suggest?
Katia, I'm going to put some on that thing. I was going to have you on?
Yeah, I'm sure they can handle it. I mean, might be nothing, but it's something to do, right?
There was a murder last night over on the East End where we were doing our search. Take your people, go there.
As soon as I get back, we'll go together.
Then maybe you go now. I sense up there.
Got any more specifics aside from just murder on the East End?
Katia gives him the details.
Yeah, listen up, motherfuckers. I'm going to say this once.
And that'll do it for now. Make sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next chapter of Wherever Gaia Takes Us, and next week for the regular episode of Rage Across the Internet. If you like what we do, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, and you can always jump onto our Ko-Fi to give us a little support that, well, trust me, we desperately need. You can find that at ko-fi/RageAcrossTheInternet, and you can find us here, the same place you found us last week. So be sure to tune in and have some fun with us. You take it easy.